What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For more details, go to the website sunshinefm.ws.
98.5 Sunshine FM. Leonardo da Vinci was passionately dedicated to scientific studies. His manuscripts are full of ingenious solutions to practical problems of his time. The remarkable thing is that he wasn't just limited to his own time. He was able to imagine future possibilities such as flying machines and automation. Historical documents reveal that he commissioned local artisans to create some of his inventions. Unfortunately, none of the original machines have survived, and many of his inventions were forgotten. However, the last 50 years has seen a revival of interest in the work of Leonardo da Vinci. The Da Vinci Machines exhibition is in Perth until the 21st of July. And here to tell us more is Tom Ritzo. Welcome to 98.5 Sunshine FM.
Thank you.
What is your part in the Machines exhibition?
Well, at this exhibition, I'm managing the exhibition, but what I'm actually here to do is I'm one of the artisans that builds the machines. I work with a family of artisans over in Florence in Italy, the Nicolai family, and they're the ones primarily responsible for actually creating and bringing these pieces to life.
I guess we need to get a bit of a handle on how far back we're talking, because we're saying he was designing flying machines and automation and things like that, and we think, yeah, well, that was some time ago. But how long ago did he actually live?
It was over 550 years ago now, during the Renaissance. There's a huge boom, kind of like we're experiencing here in Perth at the moment, a big industrial boom, and Da Vinci was one of the key men responsible for this great innovation of the time.
It's remarkable when you look at how long it was from when he started designing such machines till they actually came into play.
Well, it is incredible. And I think you were talking about the flying machines. It's actually, looking at the flying machines, it's incredible to see just how far ahead of his time he was. I mean, we've got parachutes, hang gliders, a predecessor to the helicopter known as the air screw. And a lot of these machines have actually been tested using the materials that would have been available to Leonardo, and they do actually work.
So I suppose it's a matter of looking at them, and even the ones that don't quite work with today's technology, it's easy to see where just a tweak here and there would have actually brought it to life.
Absolutely. The scientific principles are really very, very spot on. So even where he wasn't able to produce machines that were functioning with the materials available to him, they are all scientifically correct and accurate.
So what was his background? Where did he come into this designing?
Well, actually, Leonardo was self-taught. He wasn't allowed to study or go to a school because he was an illegitimate child. So a lot of what he learnt was self-taught, and he used to observe nature. He was a great observer of nature. He said that Mother Nature was the greatest of all inventors. So he was really keen to just get out there and see how things worked firsthand and learn from nature. And a lot of his designs are based on that.
So he had designs of all sorts of machines, but he went into all sorts of other areas, dabbled into art and all sorts of things.
Oh, absolutely. He just innovated every field he looked at. He was well into anatomy studies. We still use his drawings of anatomy, which he designed over 550 years ago now. So anatomy, hydraulics, civil engineering, military, aviation, art, of course. He was also famous or well-known at the time for his music, and he was a polo player as well. So he's every.
He's the sort of guy in the class that no one likes because he can just do everything well.
Absolutely, absolutely.
What's it like getting those designs and actually putting together a machine from those original plans?
Oh, it's a fantastic process, and it's not by any means a simple process either. The artisans, they spend a lot of time looking over what are called facsimiles, which are exact copies of the originals. Of course, the originals you can't get your hands on. The Queen owns one. Bill Gates owns another one. So they have these facsimiles that they study, and they work, and they bring these designs to life. And if you come to the exhibition and have a look, you'll see that the designs are very far from blueprints, a lot of them. They're very simple sketches. So it takes a lot of work and effort and time, study, engineering skill to bring these things to life.
once you get these machines together and put them into a display like this, I imagine you're seeing people come through the exhibition and just in absolute awe of some of the things that are there.
Well, absolutely. But I think the best part of the exhibition is the fact that a lot of the machines that we've created are interactive and hands-on. So it really just separates us from most museums and art galleries, where you can come along and have a look and you can use the machines just to see how they work. And I think especially for kids and families with children coming along, and they can really just see how they function. It's just amazing to see.
Well, I know that my 9-year-old son, as soon as he saw the ad on TV for it, he says, I want to go there. You know, we're going to get along and have a good look and have a play with all the machines. And he's just fascinated by it. He loves to create things and make things himself. So I think he's going to get along and get a few ideas. Maybe he'll be the next Leonardo.
Well, hopefully. We're overdue for another Leonardo, I think.
What are some of your favourite pieces at the exhibition?
I love the flying room. As I mentioned before, the flight and aviation, it just shows just how far ahead of his time he was. But some of the pieces that are my favourites is the spring-powered car, which works off springs and it's like a clockwork mechanism, the clockwork car. I also like the hang glider, the air screw, the predecessor to the helicopter. And as I was mentioning to you before about the process of building the machines, is actually one of the parts of the air screw was a tiny little design that Leonardo had drawn at the bottom of the sketch. And for many years, academics and scholars overlooked it. There's a little box at the bottom of the air screw, the helicopter. And our artisans actually discovered what that was for. It was in a completely separate codex, a completely separate document that Leonardo had drawn. It was actually a spring-powered launch mechanism for this air screw. So it's actually great not only to be working with the artisans to recreate this history, but also to create history in itself, because now this has been taken as Vincian history and all the academics accept this as fact now.
People are coming along, they're really enjoying looking at things, they're enjoying getting their hands on. But are you finding that people are coming along and getting inspired and thinking, I want to go out and create something myself?
Absolutely. That's the best part of my job. I love speaking to people after they've come through the exhibition, and you just get overwhelming positive feedback from just what they've gained from the experience of being there. And what I love to hear people come out and say, oh, I want to go and build a bridge or create something or innovate.
How long would you suggest people put aside to have a look through the exhibition?
To see all the machines and to have a play on the bits and pieces that are interactive, it takes an hour plus. And we also have a cinema running a documentary about Leonardo's life and history, and that goes for about 50 minutes as well. So I think you'd need probably around 2 hours plus to really enjoy and get the full experience of the exhibition.
I reckon one of my favourite bits would be looking at his designs for early bicycles. You've got some machines down there?
Yes, that's right. We do have his bicycle, the Leonardo da Vinci bicycle, and it was funny. It's a bit of a controversial one. For a while, people were thinking that it was a bit of a hoax. A couple of French gentlemen put their hand up and said, no, we did it. It was a fake. And since then, it had been discovered that it actually is quite likely that it was something that was designed by Leonardo. And I think to have invented the bicycle 550 years ago, if you come along and have a look, it's pretty much exactly like the bicycles we have today. And to think when bicycles first came into invention, you started with the penny farthing with this ridiculously large wheel at the front and the small wheel at the back. And it took them so long to refine it down to what Leonardo invented so long ago.
They should have looked at his designs. It sounds like it's a lot of fun. Where can we find the exhibition?
We're down on Riverside Drive, just near the Swan Bells, across from the Convention Centre. We're in a big white pavilion, a big tent, which has been custom built by our friends at Unique Attraction. That's also been based off the designs of Leonardo da Vinci.
Yeah, I've been wanting to ask about that, because I had heard that it was designed or built on his design. Did he actually design some sort of large marquee, or is it taken from various parts of other designs that he had come up with?
Well, he was also an architect and a city planner, Da Vinci, amongst the many other things we've spoken about. And he had an ideal city design, which we actually have an animation of what his ideal city looks like down at the exhibition. And in the centre, there is a big, I guess it would have been the town hall, the main square where everything happened. And our pavilion is based off that design.
It's fantastic. I mean, just so much to the guy, and I'm sure that people are going to spend an hour, hopefully a whole lot more, just going around and spending time with each of the designs, each of the machines, and especially those ones that are interactive. Where has the exhibition been before?
Well, we've travelled all over the world. We've got a permanent exhibition in Florence, where the artisans live. But it's been all over the world. We've been to London, Dubai, Hong Kong. We've got an exhibition in the States. This one's been travelling Australia and it's been to China as well. I'm happy to say that our exhibition, our travelling exhibition, the one that's here in Perth on Riverside Drive, is actually the largest and most comprehensive of all of our exhibitions.
How did you first get involved?
I was introduced to the artisans back in 2006. I was helping set up an exhibition just as a bit of part-time work, and and we got on so well, and they offered me an incredible opportunity to come and study and work with them in Florence. And of course, my Italian wasn't great at the time, and their English isn't so great, but we got on well, and it was a trial by fire, I guess you could say. And yeah, we've just been great friends ever since.
Well, it's down on Riverside Drive, as you say, on the Esplanade there, not far from Swan Bell, so
right.
People can head down. And of course, with the train going to the Esplanade
That's
and all
right.
sorts
Very
of
close to the train.
Transport, there's so many different ways that people can get there. It's there until the 21st of July, so That's plenty great. Of opportunity. What hours is it open?
We're open every day from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m.
And where's it going from Perth?
We're hoping to take it to Brisbane next, actually, but we're still in negotiations with the council down there.
Okay, so I guess you're still here for a while, so you've still got a bit of negotiation time, but it sounds absolutely fascinating. I can't wait to get down there with my family myself. But thank you, Tom, for coming in and sharing just a bit about it. It's an exciting thing, and I'm sure that you must have fun going to work every day.
Yes, it's a dream job.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, via the website sunshinefm.ws. All material is subject to copyright.